Hello, I'm Father Pablo Straub. When you say, I believe, when you believe the creed, you're not saying, wouldn't it be nice if that were so? You're saying, I know this is so because God said so. I want to tell you what it is we believe and why. Do you know that Jesus suffered under Pontius Pilate? The Apostles' Creed says it that shortly. He suffered under Pontius Pilate. Oh, did he? You know, the thorns were not tiny North American thorns. These are thorns that are 2 and 3 and 4 centimeters long, inch-long thorns, and the gospel is very explicit. The soldiers didn't just place the thorns on Jesus' head. They yanked out of his hand the stick they put there, the hard reed, the hard stick they put in his hand as a mock regal scepter, and they smashed the thorns with this hard stick so as to drive the thorns into our Lord's cranium. He ceased not to bleed from the head from that moment, so much so that St. Alfonso says that Jesus on the cross, still bleeding, every time he moved just a little bit, he'd bleed some more. St. Alfonso tells us that Jesus on the cross, in order to see his mother approach the foot of the cross along with St. John, had to shake his eyelids violently to push the blood away so as to gaze upon that crushed rose, that mystical rose, his mother, whom he was about to give us as our mother. Jesus suffered under Pontius Pilate. Oh, how he suffered. And do not think that by reason of his godness, he did not suffer. God the Father saw to it that his only begotten, his eternal Son, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, pure Spirit, the same Spirit that is God the Father and the Holy Spirit, God saw to it that his Son become flesh, precisely in order to suffer. Thou hast made me a body. We find the Son saying in ancient scriptures, Thou hast made me a body. And precisely a body geared towards sensibility, perceptibility, the ability to suffer. He suffered under Pontius Pilate. Such short words. Was crucified, died, and was buried. You know, I carry this crucifix with me practically everywhere I go, and in airports, on buses, on streets, especially in Latin America, people ask to be blessed with the cross, ask to kiss the wounds. They know it's an image. They know it is not living reality. But just as I love to have a picture of my mother and father who are in eternity on my desk where I write, it's a beautiful thing to have this representation of the fact that Jesus suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. One or the other time, certainly no more than twice, over all these years, has anybody dared to say anything negative about the cross? I recall one who said very, very violently, Why are you carrying around such a disgraceful emblem of a man who died nailed to cross beams? How can you walk around with that? As though that meant anything. As though suffering were not a total, irredeemable disgrace. Oh my. He disappeared in the crowd of the airport and I saw him not again. Oh, I wish he were here today. May I say to him, may I say to you, why did Jesus become a man? He became a man in order to suffer. Yes, he did. Well, you listen now. God the Father had decided, I'm not just going to rub sin off the slate. God the Father made that eternal wise decision. Sin is horrible. Sin goes against what I am. It doesn't just rub me the wrong way in human terms. Sin is a denial of all that I am. Sin is the contrary of the holiness in which I made man. Sin is evil. What I am does not permit me to simply rub it off the slate. No, sin must be paid for. Sin must be atoned for. And God decided sin shall be wiped away by blood. That's what he said, and he's wise. Why? We don't really know. But doesn't sin, in a certain sense, adhere to the blood? Or at least the blood is very, very much moved in sin. A man gets hot-blooded and kills. In sensual sin, does not the blood system run wild? Where does liquor go? Where do drugs go? Where does marijuana smoke go? Sin has to do with the blood. And the Father said, by blood shall sin be washed away. But you know, not anybody's blood can wash sin away, only God's blood. And think now, think, God, as God, has no blood because he's pure spirit. When the angel came to Mary and said, God wants his son to become man, God was effectively saying to Mary, will you give my son hands to be nailed? Will you give my son feet to walk about Galilee and Judea, talking my eternal word? Would you give my son a head to be crowned, eyes to be blood-covered, a side to receive a lance, a heart to be pierced? And Mary said, yes, I will. Be it done unto me according to your word. And the word was made flesh in order to suffer and pay with his blood the price of our sins. Oh, may God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.